This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We catch up with Santa towards the end of the zombie apocalypse in this PG-rated movie, no blood or anything like that. And he's just trying to bring hope to kids around the world through an old ham radio. And the way we imagine this is, no matter what the kid has, if it has an old walkie-talkie that's never worked, if it's a car radio, no matter what, Santa's magical ham radio will reach them all around the world.
Okay. Yeah. How is a zombie apocalypse a Christmas movie? But like hearing you describe that now, it's like he can use Santa magic to...
Exactly. Yeah, he has a little bit of magic, and one is that all children can hear him in their own language. Even though I tried to insert two or three different languages, you know, to try, because we want to be very accepting. Santa is for everybody. But that's part of the mythos, is his magic.
And it's kind of gets that message across that in the end, it's not really about what you get for Christmas. It's hope and happiness.
Exactly. I mean, the thing that kind of, you know, spawned this idea was COVID and all of us having to distance it from everybody. And I thought, what would Santa do if his entire means of existence is taken away? Because he's all about the kids and seeing the smiles and hearing the laughter and eating the cookies. And when all of that's gone, what does this mythological being think about his life? We are more isolated right now in this time in history than we ever have been, even though we have this magical device that will allow us to communicate with people around the world on our cell phones.
I was just at a thing, it was at the Pearl Museum, but it was Children's Hospital. They were doing a conference on how kids today, I felt like an old man, how kids today, they feel more isolated. And they cited a survey that showed they're constantly connected to their phone, but it turns out they don't actually want to be. They're just, like, they do it because they feel, well, if I'm not, then I'm going to miss something.
Oh, yeah. You know? They're like, so addicted.
They're going to miss something on their phone, and they don't actually go on with a life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been magical being an English teacher this year, because though I don't agree with all the state laws, but the one about taking cell phones out of the classroom, it's been great. Kids are actually looking at each other and talking to each other. It's wonderful. I read a study that there are a couple countries who have banned the use of electronic devices in schools until 10th or 11th grade because studies have proven, even the most recent studies have proven, that the brain doesn't develop correctly when it's just getting video and audio impact, when there's not kinesthetic learning going on, you know, hand to paper and stuff like that.
Yeah, so what reaction are you getting from that first...
We had a cast and crew showing, and they loved it. They laughed at places that I wasn't ready for them to laugh at, and some of them teared up a little bit. It worked really, really well. As an indie, it doesn't have any big explosions. It doesn't have, okay, there's one big explosion, but it's rather fake. But we wanted to keep it simple. It's a simple story about people who are trying to come back together in the face of tragedy and crisis. And how just a simple radio show can make people's lives better.
It's, yeah, like it might seem like something simple, but like it might seem like a small thing, But that one small thing can have kind of that domino effect.
Exactly. You know, it's like how people would crowd around the radio back in the 40s to hear FDR, you know, talk, just because they had no other communication. And now in my movie, we're back there again, but it's the kids who are crouching around the radios and the walkie-talkies and the little weird cherry-nosed phones that we all got when we were three, listening to Santa talk and tell them fun stories and tell them that everything's going to be okay.
And it's a nice thing to take the kids to for Christmas. It's something that can kind of get you in the Christmas spirit.
You know? Right. Yeah, we've got, you know, silly, dumb, slapstick humor for the kids. And then hopefully the isolation and tragedy and sadness and trying to overcome that appeals to the parents. I really believe that it has heart. You know, when you don't have money, you have heart and silliness, and that's what we had.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.